Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a smoky, Amen-style bassline in Ableton Live 12 for a dark warehouse DNB drop. This is not about a giant, upfront jump-up bass. We want something low-lit, slightly unstable, and tightly locked to the break. The bass should feel like it's talking to the Amen, leaving space for ghost notes, vocal chops, and those little echo tails that make a drop feel expensive. So first thing, do not start with sound design. Start with a rhythm. Loop up a chopped Amen break at around 174 BPM and listen to how the kicks, snares, and little ghosted details are speaking. Your bassline has to answer that language, not fight it. In dark DNB, the groove usually feels better when the bass is acting like a dialogue partner. If the break gets busy, the bass should simplify. If the drums leave a pocket, that's where you speak. Open a new MIDI track for the bass and sketch a simple phrase first. Think in two-bar sentences. A strong starting point is a hit on the one, a syncopated reply around the end of two or a late two, then a held note or movement into three, then a gap before the next phrase. That gap matters more than people think. In this style, restraint is part of the sound. Now let's build the sub. Load operator and start with a sine wave. Keep it clean. This is your foundation, and if the foundation is messy, everything above it collapses. Set the attack super short, just enough to avoid clicks, and use a decay that suits the groove. If you want a punchier feel, keep the note shorter. If you want more roll and weight, let it sustain a bit longer, but be careful not to let it smear into the kick. A good rule here is to keep the sub fully mono and disciplined. No width, no fancy movement, just centered, solid low-end energy. This is the part that should hit in the room and survive on a club system. Next, build the mid-bass layer. You can do this on a second chain in an instrument rack, or on a duplicate track if that's faster for your workflow. Wavetable or analog both work well. Use two saw oscillators with a little detune, then darken it with a low-pass filter. You're not going for a neuro growl here. You want a Reese-like shadow that moves under the break. Keep the detune subtle, maybe just enough to create life, not chaos. Add a slow LFO or gentle modulation if you want motion, but keep it very controlled. In a smoky warehouse vibe, the movement should feel like breathing, not wobbling. If it starts sounding too busy, reduce the modulation and let the rhythm do more of the work. Now open the MIDI clip and start shaping the groove like you're editing drums. This is where the advanced feel comes from. Repeated notes should not all be identical. Try making one note a tiny bit shorter or longer than the next. Shift a note start time by a few milliseconds if the groove feels stiff. Don't overquantize the life out of it. A great DNB bass line often sits just behind or just ahead of the grid in a controlled way. And here's a big coaching point. Remove notes before you add more. If the phrase is getting crowded, delete one hit and seed if the pocket opens up. Often that single missing note is what makes the line feel more intentional. Now shape the tone. Add saturator to the mid-bass and drive it gently. Just enough to bring out grit and density, not so much that it turns into a harsh block. Soft clip-on is usually a smart move here. Match the output so you're judging tone, not just loudness. If you want a little more smoke, use auto-filter with tiny cutoff movements. Even a small change can make the part feel alive. You can automate cutoff across a phrase so the bass opens slightly on a transition or gets more closed and mysterious in the first half of the drop. That subtle motion is part of the warehouse atmosphere. Now, control the low end with EQ8. On the sub, keep things focused below roughly 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the kick and key. On the mid-bass, high-pass it so it doesn't compete with the sub. Usually somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz is a good starting zone, but use your ears and the actual kick shape. If the bass clouds the snare or the break loses clarity, cut some low mid mud around 200 to 350 Hz. If the top of the bass gets sharp or fizzy, tame the upper mids a little. This is important. The Amen break already has a lot of transient energy. Snare, hats, ghost hits, little flurries, it's all happening, so the bass doesn't need to fill every inch of the spectrum. In fact, the more space you leave, the heavier the drop can feel. Let's talk phrasing. One of the best ways to make this style work is to think in call and response. The bass says something, then the drums answer, or the vocal answers, or vice versa. If you're placing a chopped vocal, leave a hole for it. A whispered yeah, a short move, or even just a grainy atmosphere stab can sit perfectly in the pocket if the bass gives it room. A useful trick is to build the first four bars with a slightly more understated bass line, then open up the second phrase with a new contour or a fuller filter setting. That way, the drop evolves without needing a completely new idea. You can even reuse the same rhythm and flip the note contour in bars 5 to 8. That's a classic advanced move, same pocket, different emotional direction. Another strong variation is to split the register. Keep the first phrase lower and darker, then bring in a higher octave layer or stronger mid-bass harmonics in the second phrase. It feels bigger without actually becoming more cluttered. Once the pattern is working, add a bit of movement with automation, filter cutoff, saturation drive, and maybe a tiny amount of delay or echo on select notes can all help keep the FX momentary. In this style, you don't want the whole bass swimming in reverb. You want a little warehouse reflection on a fill, a little tail on a response note, then back to business. Now for a really useful move, resample the bass. This is one of the fastest ways to make the part feel more like a record and less like a MIDI loop. Create an audio track, set the input to resampling, and record a few bars of the bass with the drums. Then slice it, reverse a tiny tail, pitch a hit, or drop a little resample fragment into the end of a phrase. That kind of editing gives you the semi-manipulated, found object feel that works so well in darker DNB and jungle-influenced rollers. It also makes the line more unique, because now you're shaping audio, not just notes. Once your bass and break are sitting together, route everything to a bass group. Add a light glue compressor if needed, just a touch of gain reduction to make the layers feel glued. You can also use a little drum bus or gentle parallel saturation if you want more density, but keep it tasteful. If the groove starts losing punch, back off. Then do the most important check of all, mono. Collapse the mix and listen. If the bass disappears, widens weirdly, or starts fighting the kick, fix that before anything else. The sub should stay centered. Any width should live only in the upper harmonics or effects. In a warehouse system, power beats width every time. If you want an advanced arrangement move, try dropping the bass out for the first snare of bar 5 or bar 9, then bringing it back in fuller. That tiny absence makes the return hit harder. Silence is a weapon in dark DNB. A one-beat dropout can feel massive if the setup is right. Let's also talk about the emotional side of this sound. Smoky warehouse bass is not trying to impress you with complexity. It's trying to create pressure, space, and motion. The best lines often use very few notes. 4 unique notes can be more powerful than 12 if the rhythm, tone, and phrasing are right. The goal is not to show everything at once. It's to reveal the bass in stages. So if your line feels too smooth, rough it up a little with saturation or a touch of bit reduction in parallel. If it feels too messy, simplify the rhythm. If it feels too polite, shorten some notes and let the gaps breathe. If the kick and bass are clashing, adjust the note timing and tail lengths before reaching for more processing. A solid practice move is this. Write a bass line using only 3 note positions and 2 rests. Build a clean sub and operator, a dark mid and wavy double, add a little saturator, automate the filter across the second half of the phrase, then resample 4 bars and drop one of the tails back in as a fill. Finish by checking it in mono and simplifying anything that blurs the pocket. That exercise forces you to focus on groove, not just sound design. So the big takeaway is this. In smoky warehouse DNB, the bass line is part groove engine, part atmosphere, part menace. Build it around the amen. Keep the sub clean and mono. Let the mid-bass carry the dirt and movement. Use rests, note length, and tiny timing shifts to make the phrase breathe. Then resample and edit when you want it to feel more like a track and less like a loop. If the bass feels like it's breathing with the drums, leaving room for vocals, and still hitting hard in mono, you're in the zone. And that is exactly the kind of low-lit pressure that makes a warehouse drop come alive.